This is episode number 2122 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Keanu Reeves proves once again that he is the patron saint of excellence. Not necessarily is, acting, but just as a good human. We're hearing that he donated a huge chunk of his earnings from the original Matrix movie, the original one, four movies ago, to cancer research, according to a new report.
Not surprised.
He reportedly paid $10 million up front for the... he was reportedly paid $10 million up front for the 1999 sci-fi flick. And then he earned another $35 million on the back end.
Okay.
And according to Lad Bible, the actor donated 70%, a whopping $31.5 million, to leukemia research.
Wow.
Which is a cause that's near and dear.
Yes, it is.
His younger sister had been battling the disease for 8 years at the time he made the donation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why he had quit acting for a while to take care of her.
Well, doggone it. God love Keanu Reeves. He stayed off the screen so we didn't have to see him act.
I'm kidding.
No, that's awesome. I had no idea about
Keanu's
that.
Keanu's freaking awesome.
No, and I'm getting that. All of a sudden, I am getting that.
And he's a cutie pie.
Well, that goes without saying. It's time, kids, for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Let's see what... What did you say it was? Compelling, interesting
compelling,
crap I have for each
crap.
Day.
Yes, every day. Each and every day.
Well, Andy Cohen has no regrets, or regrets if you're getting a tattoo, for getting drunk on live TV Friday night from his Times Square.
God, what a train wreck, New Year's Eve.
I have to go back and look at the clip because I actually haven't seen. I've just heard everything
he
about it.
He was ranting, mostly about the outgoing mayor of New York City.
All right, so, but he does have one regret, evidently. On his weekly radio show yesterday, Andy admitted to having too much to drink on the air.
Okay.
And then bad-mouthing ABC's coverage of New Year's Rockin' Eve and Journey performing live.
Yeah, he ranted about the Journey performance.
So Andy took issue with the fake Journey.
Yeah, most groups that are aging, Chicago and all those guys, they have had replacements. And Journey has had replacements. Journey could have had more originals than they did, but Neil Sean basically fired everybody a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's just Neil and Arnell.
Yeah.
And then some guys. Yeah, Arnell sounds great, by the way. He did not sound great Friday night.
He didn't sound great Friday night.
You know, it was cold.
Which isn't him.
No, because he sounds like Steve Perry when Steve was young.
He sounds kind of like Steve Perry. Nobody sounds like Steve Perry.
No, but I mean, he's close.
He is close.
He's very close. So you get the vibe.
And he's been with that band now for how long?
10, 12 years, 20 years? Yeah. I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
Now, when the dust settles, it appears that Andy was aiming his shade at Ryan Seacrest himself. Ooh.
Oh, no. You don't do that in any business.
And
do
not Andy apologized and claimed that wasn't his intent.
Yeah.
He said, the only thing that I regret saying, the only thing is that I slammed the ABC broadcast, and I really like Ryan Seacrest, and he's a great guy. And I really regret saying that, and I was just stupid and drunk and feeling it.
He was feeling it.
Now, as for his other drunk rants, he's good. Pretty sure Anderson Cooper wanted to crawl under a rock.
I wanted to crawl under a rock from seeing what I saw, but... I will agree with them about the fake Journey. I'm a big Journey fan. I know you are too.
Oh, yeah.
I would go see them today just for the vibe because I think the vibe is there. But it's not right.
I don't know if I would or not. I think I would.
Nothing is right. Steve Perry's 72. Steve Perry doesn't sound like Steve Perry.
He still sounds pretty good.
Yeah, but he still doesn't sound like Steve Perry.
Anyway. I think he sounds like Steve Perry. Well, in case you missed it, on Saturday, the 20th anniversary reunion of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Mm. It hit HBO Max and fans lost it over of mistaken photos.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, right at the beginning of the special, an image, which producers presumed was a younger picture of Emma Watson, appeared on the screen. Mm. However, because of sorcery... Sorcery. It's since been confirmed that the childhood picture was actually of Emma Roberts, Emma Watson.
Oh, my God. First off, there's too many Emmas in Hollywood. Let's just put that out there.
Okay.
Emma Stone, Emma Roberts, Emma Watson, and I'm sure there's others.
There's others.
But who at HBO or wherever they did the special, whoever produced it, made that mistake?
No.
Hello?
I mean, Emma Roberts, it'd be like a little picture of a young Julia Roberts.
Right,
really.
Right.
Okay, so.
I know. I mean, I get it. It's like.
Now, one fan wrote on Twitter, guys, help me. That's literally Emma Roberts, not Emma Watson. So after the blunder hit social media, producers for the reunion special addressed a tiny error.
Just a little error. Really.
They made a little statement.
Just a little error.
Tiny statement.
Sorry.
And saying,
so bad.
Well
bad.
Spotted, Harry Potter fans. You brought an editing mistake of a mislabeled photograph to our attention.
Oh, my
New
gosh.
Version is up now.
That's like the Tale of Two Hallies we talked about last week.
You know, exactly.
Halle Bailey, Halle Berry.
Yes.
And Halle Berry, of course, is in the news because she did not get married. As we spoke yesterday.
That's right.
She and boyfriend Van Hunt
posed
in a chapel at some resort.
And you freaked out and cried your little eyes out.
I will tell you what's interesting about those pictures.
You thought your life was done.
I thought my life was done. On Instagram yesterday, or over the weekend, actually, as a matter of fact. It was Sunday, right? Is that Halle had not a stitch of makeup on in the close-up.
She doesn't need it.
She does not need it.
No, she doesn't need it.
She was flawless.
Yeah, she is flawless.
And she just was. It was.
I hate her for that.
Little cameo with her and Van.
She disgusts me for that.
He could have used a little work.
He could have used a little something.
Yeah, a little something, something.
Yeah.
She was flawless.
I'm just jealous.
Yeah, yeah.
Bitter party of one. My table is ready.
And thankfully, all Halle Berry fans on the face of the earth, and there are a lot.
Yes.
There are a ton.
Yes, dear. There are.
Lucky for us fans, she's still single. And we all have equal chance of having her as we did last week. Equal chance.
Equal
which
chance.
Is zero. Big, fat, zero chance of getting anywhere with Halle Berry. But I digress.
Hey, you know what? Everyone's got to have a dream. Gotta have a goal. Your dream is Halle Berry.
You know, New Year's resolutions. Maybe I should put that out there with.
Maybe you should.
Independently wealthy, and Halle Berry should be my New Year's resolution.
Well, just get her to say hi to you, at least.
Yeah, I'm still working on how to do that.
You still have her as your screensaver.
We have. Here's the deal.
On
we
your
have
phone.
A world. Well, of course I do. We have a worldwide audience.
Uh-huh.
We do, and we have thousands of listeners every day. Somebody out there has got to have a connection. 6 degrees to Halle
Berry.
Yeah,
you think so.
To go like, you know, I listen to this guy on the radio every morning. He's an idiot, and he's got a thing for Halle Berry.
Pines over you, Halle. Yeah. Pines.
Our studio number is... Halle, we'd love to hear from you. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.